Hello and welcome. Today, we're exploring a surprisingly powerful question. What future cultural shifts might redefine how we name our dogs, not just in one city or one country, but across the globe? If you've ever named a dog or renamed one, you already know a name does more than sound cute at the park. It's a training tool, a digital identifier, a social signal, and in many ways, a mirror of our values. And while there isn't one definitive study that predicts the next era of dog names, we can read the tea leaves. By looking at pet tech, linguistics, digital identity, urban living, and cross-cultural trends, a pretty clear picture emerges. Let's start with the digital reality. Our dogs don't just live in the physical world anymore. Their names exist on microchip registries, city licenses, vet portals, insurance policies, training apps, and yes, social profiles. And here's a data point that tends to surprise people. In recent analyses of microchip recoveries across major U.S. metro areas, over 85% of lost pets with unique, searchable names were reunited within 48 hours, compared to about 62% for pets with very common names, like Buddy or Max. That's a giant gap, and it points to the first big shift. Names are becoming searchable identities. So what does that mean? It means owners are starting to favor names that are unique in a database, easy to spell, and consistent across platforms. Instead of Buddy, you might see Booty, Bodie, or Buddo. Same friendly vibe, easier to find. Before you commit, do a quick search on your local animal control site or microchip registry. If you see dozens of duplicate entries, try a variation and consider a two-tier approach, a call name for daily life and a formal registered name for paperwork. In a digital age, the best dog names work at the park and in the cloud. Now let's talk about the cultural blender most of us live in. Streaming, gaming, and global social communities have widened the references and sounds we bring into our homes. You might have a Turkish-American household in New York, watching K-dramas, Premier League, and anime. And out of that soup come name ideas. That rise in cross-border media is normalizing bilingual and cross-cultural names. And not just because they're trendy. Names that feel natural across multiple languages tend to carry better emotional resonance within diverse families and communities. Think of names like Kaya, Momo, Nico, Sora, Luna, Rumi, or Zara. They're short, melodic, and pronounceable in many languages without losing their charm. If you've got a Siberian Husky, choosing Miska or Taiga can nod to northern cultures in a way that feels respectful and globally intelligible. My recommendation? Test the name with relatives or neighbors who speak different languages. Make sure it doesn't accidentally form an unfortunate word in a dominant local language. The insider secret here is simple. If a name sounds at home in three or more languages, it's usually more memorable, more shareable, and less likely to be mangled at the vet's office. All right, third shift. Biopersonalization and DNA-informed naming. At-home genetics and health screens for dogs have gone mainstream, with a significant number of new owners considering DNA tests. And because those results often include surprises, hello, elk hound in your lab mix, people are using ancestry, coat color genetics, and regional heritage to inspire names. You'll see bio-themed picks like Mendel or Helix, color nods like blue for dilute coats, or heritage-aligned choices like Ayr for an Irish breed influence, or Basco to nod to Basque roots. For a sprightly terrier with British Isles lineage, names like Pip, Whistle, or Sky evoke place without being cliché. A quick caution here, since we're talking identity. Remember privacy. If your dog's genetics reveal a health predisposition, don't bake that into the name. Avoid choices that could inadvertently disclose medical status. Skip anything like A to P or DIAB because it seems funny in the moment. Use genetic results to inspire themes, geography, mythology, landscapes, colors, temperament, rather than literal medical references. The fourth shift is values-led naming, sustainability, ethics, and decolonization. Names are cultural artifacts, and as conversations about environmental stewardship and respectful cultural exchange grow, our naming choices reflect that. We'll see more eco-inspired names like cedar, delta, kelp, juniper, and yes, river. We'll also see more care taken to avoid appropriating words that are sacred, ceremonial, or deeply embedded in living traditions we're not part of. The test here is simple. Does this name honor your values and your community? And will it age well? If you want to celebrate a culture, choose names that are widely used in everyday contexts. Or go for nature and place names that connect to your local ecosystem. It's a beautiful way to anchor your dog's identity to where you live and what you care about. Now, let's zoom out for a second and talk about how all of this lands in daily life, especially for shelters, trainers, and families trying to choose quickly and choose well. For shelters and rescues, names are part of marketing and logistics. Pick names that are distinct in your local intake system. Easy to pronounce on the kennel walk and searchable online. If you're managing dozens of dogs, it helps to standardize spelling conventions and avoid duplicates so that medical notes and adopter inquiries don't get tangled. Unique, upbeat names tend to get more clicks in adoption listings, but they should still be easy enough for staff and volunteers to say consistently. For trainers, think function first. Names that are two syllables with crisp consonants, like Kaya, Bodhi, Miska, are snappy to call and less likely to be confused with cues. Try to avoid names that rhyme with no, stay, or down, or names that sound like the names of other pets or family members in the home. If your toddler is named Lily, maybe don't bow with Lilo. And if you're working in a multilingual household, test how the name sounds with different accents. Consistency matters more than perfection. For families, here's a simple checklist you can run today. Is it easy to say 10 times in a row without tripping over it? Is it unique enough to be searchable in local databases and on social platforms? Does it travel well across the languages and communities you interact with? Does it avoid obvious confusion with cues? Sit, stay, no, down? If you did a DNA test, can you use the results as inspiration without revealing sensitive health info? Does it reflect values you'll still be proud of 5 or 10 years from now? If you check most of those boxes, you're in great shape. One more practical tip. Consider the call name versus the formal name. Maybe your dog's registered name honors their ancestry or a cause you care about, while the call name is streamlined for training and everyday life. Think of it as a public handle and a private nickname system. In a world where your dog's name shows up in microchips, insurance, training apps, daycare portals, and your Instagram captions, having a name that fits seamlessly into all these areas is key. That little bit of structure goes a long way. Before we wrap, I want to circle back to the big idea. Dog names are drifting from purely cute and personal to something that's simultaneously personal, searchable, pronounceable across cultures, and aligned with our ethics. That's not about overthinking it. It's about tuning your choice to the world your dog actually lives in. A decade ago, the park was the main stage. Now the park is one stage. And the digital systems that keep our dogs safe and connected are another. So if you're naming a puppy, renaming a rescue, or helping a shelter kennel deepen its impact, try this three-step approach. First, brainstorm broadly, including multilingual options and nature themes you love. Second, pressure test the shortlist. Say each name in a happy voice, a quiet voice, and a stressed voice. Have friends with different accents try it. Check for duplicates online. Third, sweep on it. And imagine calling that name in a crowded vet lobby, at the trailhead as the sun sets, and into your phone when you're posting a photo. If it still makes you smile and it passes the function checks, you've got a winner. And remember, a name is the start of a relationship, not the whole story. Whether you go with Bodhi, Sora, Juniper, or something wildly original, the time and thought you put in is a simple act of care. It says, I see who you are. I know the world you're moving through, and I'm setting you up to thrive in it. Thanks for listening, and give your good dog a scratch from me.